That felt like an epic journey.
It was great. The Indigo Girls live here at GLR. Back in a moment. The Indigo Girls are with us here at GLR on July 3rd. There is the release of 4.5, the best of the Indigo Girls. And a bit of tuning up and checking of some lyrics going on here.
Yeah, we just make sure we don't forget the words.
We're
going to
do this. We just finished a month-long tour in the United States raising money and political awareness for different grassroots Native environmental groups. And we played on reservations and played in Alaska Native communities. And, and it was a really... We learned this song called Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee after... written by Buffy St. Marie, after spending some time at Wounded Knee and learning the history of that. We do it with a full band. We've never done it by ourselves. We're just going to do it because of the message, actually.
We've just had a series on Channel 4 here, all about the whole history of the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the one the other week, all about Wounded Knee.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well...
Well, cool that you saw it.
Yeah, I
know. But it wasn't cool that it happened.
No.
It was very cool that you saw it because... you'll recognize some of the stuff in the song then.
I mean, I spent some time in America going to reservations and just... it's really interesting when you go on them, first of all, you know, and sort of nobody really takes any notice. This is just sort of acceptance and they just gently suss you out, find out where you're at a bit, don't they?
I found that Indians have an innate sense of personal space with the ability to be vulnerable at the same time, sort of, but... We went, as part of an activist group, so it was more within the community rather than witnessing the community, which was a good way to do things because we had seen the other side of going in and just seeing, but felt like this was an easier way to feel like we could break down some of the barriers that we have.
Did you learn some new things?
Oh, yeah.
About them and yourself?
We learned a lot. We learned a lot of depressing stuff about what our government's doing now, even what major corporations are doing, and it's just there's a lot of environmental racism and it's scary what the world does in general to its indigenous populations.
Yeah, I mean one of these programs is about this plans to put to store radioactive waste on a reservation.
The Mescalero Apache one, do you know?
Promising a whole bunch of money and loads of jobs and
that happens a lot of places, but there's a lot of success stories. Like there's there were 100 nuclear waste proposals, I guess, in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And 98 of them were defeated by grassroots Native groups. So it's the traditional people are coming back around and saying no in the face of very conservative tribal councils that are in cahoots with the government. So it's, we have a lot of hope for it, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and to borrow the phrase of one in the air, well, if these storage of radioactive waste are so safe, why doesn't Bill Clinton put one on the back lawn of the White House?
Yeah, really, that's a good point. It's a really good point.
All right, here's the song.
Okay. You want to play the opening chords?
If I remember them, we'll try them.
Okay.